Hi.
Good morning, Los Angeles.
And welcome to The Talking Show on Kaechung Radio.
Chinatown's only...
Only.
Micro-broadcasting radio station.
That's right. The only one in Chinatown.
And the best one.
In Chinatown.
Right.
Los Angeles.
I'm Nicholas Miller here, as always, with the defatigable Stephen Cato.
Feeling a little fatigued by this torrid heat.
Yeah, it's been awful. I mean, not much gets you down, Steve. I don't see much even force you into the space of complaint.
And to be totally fair, I prefer the heat to some of the other alternatives.
Yeah,
out there,
like North of the Wall.
North of the Wall, less into it. If this is as bad as it's gonna get, that's fine. But
well, speaking of heat, this is nothing compared to Las Vegas.
No kidding. Yeah.
I can tell you that for sure.
Dear listeners, Nicholas Miller, I was having a fascinating time in Las Vegas recently, and I've been actually itching to ask him about it. You were hanging out at some of Tony Hsieh's amazing properties?
A little bit. You know, honestly...
Tell me about that.
Okay, so, well, for those of you who don't know, Tony was...
You're on a first-name basis.
Tony's the founder of Zappos, which is a shoe company that seems to me to just be a logistics company. They were really good at establishing relationships with different couriers, so they were able to ship shoes back and forth for next to nothing. I mean, it was shocking. I remember ordering the first pair of shoes. You could order three pairs and then ship them back for nothing. It was amazing. But so he, in 2010, I think, decided to make downtown Vegas, which is like the kind of Vegas you see in the movie Casino. It's like not the Flamingo Hotel, but it's like, it looks like Miami Vice, but like a crappier version.
Right.
It's the kind that you fantasize about seeing, not the like, you know,
actual,
like the actual strip where you, like, you know, Modest Mouse is playing.
And Tiesto.
And Celine Dion.
Yeah.
But he put
Modest Mouse actually on the Vegas Strip right now? An engagement.
Yep. There was a billboard. They performed a few weekends ago.
No, but they're playing one show. They're not playing.
No,
like,
no, they don't let, like, it's not like, like a.
They're not like Celine Dion
and then Modest Mouse. Is
well,
like,
no, I mean, like, to be fair, indie rock is like that. Like, there's been, I'm sure, 80 Stereolab records since you last paid attention to there being a Stereolab record.
I never stopped paying attention, Steve.
Oh yeah, what's the last Stereolab record called?
Well, in my personal cataloging system, it's ST74.
But. But anyway, my point being is that like there's a room for that kind of career, and I think definitely like the fact that there's been two Pavement reunions.
Well, that was something strange about the
strip
proper.
They're ready for Vegas.
Something strange to me about the strip proper was I expected to see all of the new spectacle culture. You know, I expected to see like the new version of Modest Mouse or the new boy band, but instead it was just all the shit I grew up with.
Being
there, like, you know, it's like there's I feel like either they're catering to our generation or the spectacle hasn't updated for that venue yet.
Well, they're catering to our generation, but what things were there, like just Celine Dion, Modest Mouse?
Yeah, there was Michael Jackson, Cirque du Soleil, Michael Jackson,
right?
Cirque du Soleil,
right,
the
their
Beatles,
Michael Jackson shit,
you know?
Right, right.
Like, Cirque du Soleil has definitely lost any relationship to surrealism, any real relationship, and it's now just like taking some pop icon and making him dance.
Yeah.
A dead one, dance.
Are they going to do Cirque du Soleil Tupac?
I'm sure. It must be. But Tupac was killed in Vegas, right?
Was he
Biggie.
Killed in Vegas?
Biggie
was killed
in
the car museum in Mid-City.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. Well, Tupac's not dead, right? So
Tupac's not dead. That's true. He's hanging out with Elvis.
So back to the story. Tony from Zappos, after he sold it to Amazon for like $1.5 billion, which he got a third of, he promised $350 million to the reconstruction and re-gentrification or gentrification of downtown Vegas.
Okay.
And I quote, his goal was to make it a something like TED Talk meets Burning Man, but a lifestyle, or TED Talk meets like Bonnaroo meets Burning Man.
Uh-huh.
But instead of a one weekend event, it's going to be a lifestyle.
So instead of jouissance, it's like a perpetual orgasm.
Yeah. A total entrepreneurial sex wet dream.
Wow. So you went into this place.
I went into this thing. I mean, there's a donut shop called the O-Face.
Oh.
It's just, it's golden.
Oh.
Yeah. But here's the amazing thing.
Did you make the O-Face?
Ella did. My girlfriend did. I don't know.
Revealing.
She had an
listeners. Shot. Can you believe he said it? Yeah. People. Yeah. Max from Two Truths jaw is on the floor.
Right. I'm a little too demure to admit anything about an O-face over these radio waves
to our
hundreds of listeners. But so Tony's project, he bought $200 million in real estate, so he owns most of that area.
Uh-huh.
And he promised $150 million of his $350 million for the project to tech startups. And there are some wacky ones, and most of them have now failed. Three of the prominent ones, the CEOs, killed themselves in the last few years.
Wow, real suicide.
It's not going so well. The Grand Hotel, which I highly recommend. We didn't stay there because I was none the wiser when we arrived. But the Grand Hotel is completely renovated and is in such desperation that the rooms are $32 a night.
Killer.
Yeah, we got to go back. But I would recommend above all else to go to Ellis Island Casino,
What? Tell me about that.
Well, it's a local casino and hotel where mostly locals gamble.
Uh huh.
But they have the best filet mignon in town for $12.
Amazing.
It's excellent. A glass of wine and a filet mignon for like $15 or something.
Sounds incredible.
And then
Ellis Island.
I played roulette. It was, you know.
So it's themed on like immigrant cultures.
Very loosely themed. I mean, it's a crappy casino, like a really fancy Denny's, and an enormous microbrewery. It's like a big microbrewery. And the beer is definitely the worst beer I've ever had, like by
really?
Far.
Really, really, like gave you a headache as you like cut the foam on
exactly.
your first sip.
Yeah, I asked what the lightest beer they had was, and they said it's our light. They're not messing with language.
That's
not
some
even
Quaker
close.
Shit. Yeah,
exactly.
Like the light.
Yeah, but no. I Vegas is punishingly hot right now.
I can imagine.
It's
air conditioning, though. I imagine is omnipresent.
Definitely, but you have to leave. I mean, when it's like 98 degrees at night, like at midnight on the strip, it's a nightmare. Literally,
a nightmare.
Yeah. You know who I saw on the strip was Thor.
The
hero.
Oh, he himself. Yeah. He's moved from Hollywood and Highland?
He was there, yeah. Thor was there next to the Hulk, which reminds me of one of our new guests, The Talking Show.
Oh, yeah.
None other than
Hulk Carol Oates.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave that for another night.
Yeah, that'll be later this month.
Yeah.
Bye, Max.
Yeah.
So, in honor of this heat wave, you know, It's always cold comfort when you're sitting there couched in front of a fan waiting for the heat to just let the fuck up.
Yep.
To know that it's hotter somewhere else. Like that doesn't help, you know, like that was an interesting story, but at the end of the day, that to our listeners at home who've been in LA all week, who have not been to Las Vegas, they're sitting there counting their pennies wondering like whether they can fit a window-mounted air conditioner into that window or whether they're going to have to get one of those awkward things with a tube.
Yeah, or like if you double up on window units, will the air be twice as cool? Like if the cold air runs through one into the next, like does it double cool?
Or like how will your fuses hold up?
Yeah.
You know, things like that. So that's like not to cast aspersions on your narrative at all, but just to say that, like, you know, our audience is suffering.
Yeah.
And so to cool things off a bit, we are going to go all the way to the top of the world, to a land of mysterious elves and geysers and, you know, not so much sunlight for half of the year. We're going all the way up to Iceland for our next guest, who is not only a renowned folklorist, but also sort of a religious political figure in his native land. Our guest today is Sveinbjörn Beinteinsson. I hope I got that right. We are going to get some, if not an actual blast of cold air, then at least a change from the usual hot air we get from our normal speakers in the show, so to speak. So here is Sveinbjörn, and he's going to hit us with some extremely chilly, extremely epic deeply Scandinavian, powerful Caucasian talking. Here we go. Pardon us, everyone. There's
Sven is so cold that we're having to thaw him out a little bit.
Yeah, we're just warming him up right now.
He's taking
him out of his heavily insulated Scandinavian garment.
We've enlisted a Danish friend of ours to help with some Northern European thawing techniques that we were unaware of. We thought that the 100 degree weather would be enough.
No, there's a special. Apparently, there's a special Maersk. Frozen shipping.
Oh, wait, I hear him. Here, I hear him now.
He's on now. Okay, here he is.
Nýr mann ég heima, nýr í viði, mjöt við mæran, fyrir mold neðan. Ár var alda, þar er í mér byggði. Vara sandur njösær, njösvalar unnir. Jörð fannst æfa, njö uppi minn. Gap var ginnunga, en grás hvergi. Áður burs sínir bjöðum mjútu, þeir er miðgarð mæran skópu. Sólskein sunnan á salar steina, þá var grund gróin grænum lauki. Sólvarp sunnan sinni mána, hendinni hægri himinn jöður. Sól þaðn ég vissi hvar hún sali átti, stjörnur þaðn ég vissu hvar þær staði áttu, máni þaðn ég vissi hvað hann megin sátt. Þá gengur eigin öll á rökstóla, ginn heilög góð og það gættust. Nótt og nýðjum nöfnum gáfu, morgun hétu og miðjan dag, undorn og aftan. Árum að telja. Hittust æsir á íða velli, þeir er hörg og hof há timbruðu. Abla lögðu, auð smíðuðu, tangir skópu og tólgerðu. Hefldu í túni teitir voru, var þeim vétt ergis vant úr gulli. Uns þrjár komu þursa meyjar, ámáttgar mjög úr jötun heimum. Þá gengur eigin öll á rökstóla, ginn heil og góð og það gættust. Hver skildi dverga dróttir skepja úr brímis blóði og úr bláins leggjum. Þar var mótsognir mæstur orðin, dverga allra endurinn annar. Þeir mannlíkun mörgum gerðu, dvergar úr jörðu sem durinn sagði. Uns þrýr komu úr því liði, öfgir og ástgir Æsir að húsi hundu á landi lít meigandi ask og emblu örlög lausa. Ön þaun ég áttu og þaun ég höfðu lán ég læti né litu góða. Önd gaf óðinn, óð gaf hænir, lá gaf lóður og litu góða. Ask veit ekki standa, heitir Yggdrasill, hárbaðmur ausinn, hvíta hauri. Þaðan koma dagvar þær síðala falla, stendur æ yfir græt, urðar brunni. Þaðan koma meyjar margs vitandi, þrjár úr þeim sæ er en þolli stendur. Urð hétu eina aðra verðandi, skáru á skýði, skuldina þriðju. Þær löglögðu, þær lífkuru, alda börnum örlög segja. Það man hún fólk víg fyrst í heimi, er gullu veigu geirum stuttu. Og í höll hárs hana brendu, þrisvar brendu, þrisvar borna. Oft ósjaldan, þó hún enn lifir. Heiði hana hétu hvars til húsa kom, völu velsbá vitti hún ganda, segð hún kunni, segð hún leikinn, ævar hún angan illrar brúðar. Þá gengur eigin all á rökstóla, ginn heilug góð og það gætust. Hvert skildu æsir af ráð gjalda, eða skildu góðin all gildi eiga. Flegði óðinn og í fólkum skaut, það var enn fólk víg fyrst í heimi. Brotinn varð borðveggur borgar ása, knáttu vanir vígspá völlu sporna. Þá gengur eigin all á rökstóla, ginn heil og góð og það gætust. Hver hefði loft allt læfi blandið, eða ætti jötuns óðs mei gefna. Þó reyn þarf á þrungin móði, hann sjaldan situr er hans líktum frek. Á gengu steiðar orð og særi, málall megin lík er á meðal fórum. Veit hún heimdallar hljóðum fólgið, undir heiðvönum helgum baðmi, á sér hún eisast örgum forsi af veði valföðurs. Vitu þér enn eða hvað? Einsat hún úti þá er hinn aldni kom í gjungur ása og í augu leit. Hvers fregnið mig hví freystið mín? Allt veit ég góðinn hvar þú auga fald í enum mæra mýmis brunni. Drekkur mjöð mýmir morgun hverjan af veði valföður, vitu þér enn eða hvað? Valdi henni herrföður hringa og menn, fjett bjöll spagleg og spáganda. Sá hún vítt og vítt og veröld hverja. Sá hún valkyrjur víttum komnar, görvar að ríða til goðþjóðar. Skuld hélt skildi en skögulönnur, Gunnur Hildur Göndul og Geir Skögul. Nú eru taldar nönnur herjans, görvar að ríða grund valkyrjur. Ek sá Baldri blóðgum tífur, óðins barni örlög fólgin. Stóðum vaxin völlum hæri, mjór og mjög fagur mistildheit. Varð af þeim meiði er mær síndist, harmflaug hættlig höður nam skjóta. Baldurs bróðir var of borinn snemma, sánam Óðins sonur einnættur vega. Þó hann æfa hendur né höfuð kemdi, áður á bálum bar Baldurs anskota. En Friggum grét í fensölum, vá valhallar, vitu þér enn eða hvað? Haft sá hún liggja undir hvera lundi, lækjarn líki, loka á þekkjan. Þar situr síin þeim sínum, ver vel glýjuð, vitu þér enn eða hvað? Áfellur austan eitur dala, söksum og sverðum, slíður heitir sú. Stóð fyrir norðan á niðavöllum, salur úr gulli sindrættar. En annar stóð á ókólni, bjórsalur jötuns and so brim it hated. Sall sá hún standa sólu fjæri, ná strandu á norður horfa dyr, fjallu eitur dropar innum ljóra, sá er undin salur ormaríkjum. Sá hún þar vaða þunga ströyma, menn meins svara og morð varga. Og hans annars glepur eirar rúnu, þar sög nýð höggur nái framgengna, sleitu vargur vera, vitu þér enn eða hvað. Austur satt hinn aldna í árni víði og fætti þar Fenris kindir. Verður af þeim öllum einna nokkur, tungs tjúari í tröll hami. Fyllist fjörfi fegra manna, ríður ragnasjöt rauðum dreyra. Svört verða sólskín of sumur eftir, veður öll válind, vitu þér enn eða hvað. Satt þar á haugi og sló hörpu, gýjar hirðir glaður ekk þér, gólum hánum í gagli viði, fagur rauður hanni, sá er fjalar heitir. Gól ásum gullin kambi, sár vekur hölda að herja föður, en annar gelur fyrir jörðin eðan, sót rauður hani að sölum heljar. Geirgarmur mjög fyrir gnipa helli, festur mun slitna en frekir enna. Fjöldu veit hún fræða fram sér lengra, ragnarök röm sig tífa. Bræður munu berjast og að bönum verða, munu systrungar sifjum spilla. Hart er í heimi hórdómur mikill, skeggöld, skálmöld, skildir og klopnir, vindöld, vargöld, áður veröld steypist, mun engi maður öðrum þyrma. Leika mím sínir en mjötur kindist, að enu galla gjallar horni, hátt blæs heimdallur hornir á lofti, mælir óðinn við míms höfuð. Skelfur yggdrasils askur standandi, ymrið aldnatré en jötun losnar. Geir nú garmur mjög fyrir gnipa helli, festur mun slitna en frekir enna. Fjöld veit hún fræða fram sér lengra Ragnarök römsigtífa. Rímur ekkur austan hefist lind fyrir, snýst jörmun gandur í jötun móði. Ormur knýr unnir en ari lakkar, slítur náin ef fölur nagl far losnar. Kjóll fer austan koma muni músupels, lög líðir en loki stýrir, fara fíbl sem eigir með frekallir. Þeim bróðir bíleips í för. Hvað með ásum, hvað með álfum, gnýr allur jötun heimur, æsir og á þingi. Stinja dvergar fyrst eindurum, veggbergs vísir, vitu þér enn eða hvað. Surtur fer sunnan með svigalæfi, skín af sverði sólu valdífa. Grjót björg gnata en gífur rata, tróða halir helveg en himinn klopnar. Þá kemur línar harmur annar fram, óðinn fer við úlfvega. En bani belja bjartur að surti, þá mun friggjar falla hangan. Þá kemur inn mikli mögur sig föður, viðar vega að vale dýri, lætur hann megi hverungs mundum standa, hjör til hjarta, þá hemt föður. Þá kemur inn mæri mögur hlöðinjar, gengur óðins sonur við Úlf vega. Drepur hann af móði miðgarðs vjör, munu halir allir heimstöður yðja. Gengur fetin í fjörginn jarbur, neppur frá naðri nýðs ókvínum. Sólt hér sorna sígur foldímar, hverfa haf himni heiðar stjörnur. Geisar eimi við aldur nara, leikur hár hiti við himin sjálfan. Geir nú garmur mjög fyrir gnipa helli, festur mun slitna en frekir enna. Fjöld veit hún fræða, fram sé ég lengra, Ragnarök römsig tífa. Sér hún upp koma öðru sinni, jörð úr ægi, iðja græna. Falla fossar, flýgur örn yfir, sá á fjalli, fiska veiðir. Finnast æsir á yðavelli og mold þínur mátt gandæma. Og minnast þar á megin dóma og á fimbultís fornarúnar. Þar munu eftir undur samlegar gullnar töflur í grasi finnast. Þær sí árdaga áttar höfðu. Munu ósánir akrar vaxa, böls mun alls batna, baldur mun koma. Búa þeir höður og baldurs hrofts sig tóttir, vel valdívar, vitu þér enn eða hvað. Þá kná hænir laut við kjósa og burir byggja, bræðra tveggja. Vind heim víðan, vitu þér enn eða hvað. Sall sér hún standa sólu fegra, gulli þagtan á gimlje. Þar skulu dykkvar dróttir byggja og aldur daga yndis njóta. Þar kemur inn dimmi dreki fljúandi, naður frá neðan, frá niða fjöllum. Ber sér í fjörum, flýgur völlifir, nýð höggur návi, nú mun hún sökkvast. Að hyggjandi sinni skilur maður hræsin vera, heldur gætin að geði. Þá er horskur og þögull kemur heimis garða til, sjaldan verður víti vörum. Við að óbrigra vinn fær maður aldrei en mann vit mikið. Veistu ef þú vin átt þann er þú vel trúir og vilt þú af honum gott geta. Geði skaltu við þann blanda og gjöfum skipta, fara að finna oft. Ungur var ég forðum, fór ég einn saman, þá varð ég villur vegar. Auðugur þóttum er ég annan fann, maður er manns gaman. Mildir fræknir menn best lifa, sjaldan sútala, en ósnjall maður uggir hotvetna, sýtir æglöggur við gjöfum. Deir fía, deyja frændur, deir sjálfur hið sama, en orðstýri deir aldrei, hveim er sér góðan getur. Deir fía, deyja frændur, deir sjálfur hið sama, ef veit einn að aldrei deir, dómur dauðan hvern. Ráðum þér lotti fáfnir en þú ráð nemir, njóta munt ef þú nemur, þér munu góð ef þú getur. Hvar þú öldrekkir, kjós þú þér jarðar megin, Svíar gjörðu tekur við öldri, en eldur við sóttum, eik við appindi, aks við fjölkingi, höll við hírói, heftum skal mána kveðja. Beiti við bit sóttum, en við bölvi rúnar, fold skal við flóði taka. Veit ég að ég hekk vindka meiði á, nætur allar nýju, geiri undaður og gefi nóðni, sjálfur sjálfum mér. Á þeim meiði er mangi veit, hvers hann af rótum renn. Við leifi mig sældun ég við horn nýji, nýsta ég nýður, nam ég upp rúnar, æpandi nam, fjall ég aftur þaðan. Fimbuljóð nýju, nam ég af innum fræga síni, Bölþórns bestlu föður, og ég drikk of gat hins dýra mjaðar, ausinn óðreri. Þá nam ég fræfast og fróður vera, vaxa og vel hafast, orð mér af orði orðs leitaði, verk mér af verki verks leitaði. Rúnar munt þú finna og ráðna stafi, mjög stóra stafi, mjög stinna stafi, er fáði fimbul þulur og gerðu ginn reygin og reist hroftur rögna. Óðinn með ásum en fyrir álfum dáin, dvalinn dvergum fyrir, ásviður jötnum fyrir, ég reysti sjálfur sumar. Veistu hver rista skal, veistu hver ráða skal, veistu hver fáa skal, veistu hver fresta skal, veistu hver byðja skal, veistu hver blóta skal, veistu hver senda skal, veistu hver sóa skal. Betra er óbeðið en sjóf blótið, æs ég er til gildis gjöf. Betra er ósent en sjóf sóið, svo þundur reist fyrr þjóðarök, þar hann upp reis er hann aftur of kom. Ljóð eða þau kann er kannat þjóðans kona og mannskis möfur. Hjálp heitir eitt en það þér hjálpa mun við sökum og sorgum og sútum gervallum. Það kann ég annað er þurfu íta sínir, þeir er vilja læknar lifa. Það kann ég eða átt það er öllum er nýtsamlegt að nema. Hvar er hatur vex með hildingssonum, það má ég bæta brátt. Það kann ég eða ellefta ef ég skal til orustu, leiða langvíni undir randir ég gel, en þeir með ríki fara heilir hildar til. Heilir hildi frá, koma þeir heilir hvaðan. Það kann ég við þrettanda ef ég skal þegnungan verpa vatni á, mun að hann falla þótt hann í fólk komi, nígra sá halur fyrir hjörum. Það kann ég við fjórtanda ef ég skal fyrða liði, telja tífa fyrir, ása og álfa ef kann allra skil, fár kann ósnotur svo. Það kann ég hið fimmtanda er gólþjóður erir, dvergur fyrir dellingsdurum. Aplgól hann ásum en álfum frama, higgju hrofta tí. Það kann ég hið átjanda er ég æfa kennið, mein ég manns konu. Allt betra er einnum kann, það fylgir ljóðalokum. Nema þeirri einni er mig armi ver, eða mín systir sé. Nú háfa mál kveðin, háfa höllu í, all þörf íta sonum, óþörf jötna sonum. Heill sá hvað, heill sá kann, njóti sá nam, heilir þeir lítu.
Wow, that was really nice.
That was very gentle.
Yeah, it stirred something in me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
You know, I'm a Caucasian male from Europe. There's got to be something in there for me.
Right, right. Yeah. So you felt like a deep ethnic memory being awoken.
Yeah, there's a couple genes that were dancing.
Singing in your blood.
Yeah, that's true. I think we're mostly from Ireland and Germany. But
oh, that would explain it, though. The Irish would certainly be Scandic people.
Yeah.
For example, there was much raiding. Successful Viking was had there.
At the level of conscious intent, I didn't access it, though.
Sure. I mean, I think, to be fair, we've aired some talking on the show before that was in languages we don't understand. Sven-Åke Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
okay,
actually,
Hodel.
Yeah, okay, Hodel. Like a few solid Swedish entrants, and another one actually too. Okay, Hodel was another very memorable one, but there was another Sten Hansen.
Ernst Jandl.
Ernst Jandl. He was German, right?
Yeah.
And Sten Hansen, as well. We did Sten Hansen, did we
yeah,
not?
Yeah. That's if not, we should.
We'll do
we should
Sten
invite
Hansen
Sten back.
We should get him back if we have. Well, it's tough, people. We've done 4 years of this show. It's
yeah.
Have we or haven't we done Sten Hansen? We're gonna our Twitter is gonna blow up any minute now with
right.
attentive listeners who always know if we've aired Sten Hansen or not.
Our intern's on it,
but whether or not we have, that's the case. Whether or not that's the case or not, we have aired talking that was not directly accessible to us on the level of language before.
Oh my God, it's so hot.
Yeah.
It's really hard when the fan's blowing on you, but it's just blowing like hot fart air on you.
I know, man.
Fuck.
Well, I've got an air conditioner plugged into a weird tube at home. It's calling my name.
I have a window unit that makes my bedroom kind of feel like an earthquake is occurring.
Yeah, yeah. How's your cat like the air conditioning?
She stays away.
Yeah, my cat is disgusted by the machine.
She's covered, you know, everything but her eyeballs, nose, and butthole are covered in hair, but she doesn't need AC for some reason.
Our cat clearly is suffering in the heat and then is totally bummed out by the sound of the air conditioner. I assume it's a sound.
Yeah.
I assume the cold air can only be a boon, but
that's a pretty good introduction to late capitalism.
Yeah. Yeah, cat behavior.
Well, and that, you know, the one thing you really want kind of sucks too.
Yeah, although it's not how I feel about the air conditioner.
That's
just
true.
How the cat feels about the air conditioner.
I don't know if cats have repression, though.
I don't think cats are alienated subjects.
No, that's true. They just be.
They're having a really good time.
They're like a Bob Marley song.
They're like a Heideggerian wet dream.
I think that's enough for tonight. Thanks, Chinatown. Thank you, everyone, for listening to The Talking Show. Please have a lovely Thursday morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Drive safe.